Blog Talk Radio.
I wrote a book, Some People Don't Know How to Respect Their Boundaries and Mind Their Business. You know, where I live near in the city, you know, it's really sad that on Haskell, where I live, 7th East Haskell, you know, the neighbors must abide by laws, even if it's a corporation. I have told the management, and the management said there was no evidence, and the police would come over. They did come over here to check because these are allegations. But when a neighbor says that they're going to look in my home because I ain't working, and there's a 13th Amendment against, you can't force me to work in voluntary servitude or say you don't want no blacks in the building, you just want Latinos and whites, or say this is a conservative building, or have hoodlums, prostitutes, and criminals and drug addicts come over here. Coming to my condo, people gossiping, saying that they can see me in the shower, mooning to shower, or lying that they got permission to peek in my home, to other kinds of nonsense and insanity. It proves it does prove one thing, because all this is true, what I said, that insanity is alive and well, and they got people who have severe mental problems who haven't gotten treated. If you know somebody who has a delusion or schizophrenia or bipolar or someone who's antisocial, who's criminal, please contact the police and a mental health person to check, get them checked, because no one should be trying to target or try to harass or try to target people in strangers for no apparent reason or good reason. That's what happened to me at this building. I mean, and then I heard this neighbor said they want to see me naked or see me in the bathroom taking showers naked. Neighbors gossiping, they're looking in my bedroom. You know, the police should, that's against the law. There's a law against intruding on privacy. Privacy is off limits. It's no excuse. It is no excuse whatsoever. Now, these people in the building make this excuse. I complain all the time. They're concerned about the building. Well, they're concerned about the building, stop committing crimes. It's not a good excuse to retaliate against me because I speak out or online about something that's truthful. But with the crimes alleged. But when I say alleged, I'm making sure it's alleged to put, you know, because I need more evidence, but it's maybe true because it's a gossip. I don't want nobody looking at me naked in the bathroom or looking for, or whatever. And there are prostitutes in this area come over here. Outside the building, they're coming over here. She's an African-American woman. She's got some, I don't know, I don't even know her. I think she's from Bowles, where I used to live, or nearby. I don't have no attraction to her or anybody like that. I mean, and I'm gay. So since I'm a gay man, I'm not attracted to, I'm not a straight person. I'm always going to be gay. I'm not attracted to a woman sexually. Okay? While I believe that men and women are equal, they always are equal. And I do hope that there will be a woman president, which will happen. I vote Democratic. I'm very liberal. I don't want no crazy person saying things that ain't true about me. But they also connected to this building. They in this condo, in the building. Or someone keeps saying, I go to South Central. I should go back to South Central, and I never lived in South Central. What he's trying to do, racial profile me because I'm black, or say things that are not based on reality, and then saying I don't own my property. Well, the mental health are professionals. I'm talking about the people at the mental hospital, a locked facility, need to lock these people up. They live in my building. This building is chaos. This is what I'm saying. I'm an ordinary person in regard of living next door to people. I mind my business. And then most buildings, condo, apartment buildings, so on, have people who do not They have people who follow the law, who mind their business, who knows the laws of the state and federal government, know the politics, knows how to deal with people, realize the reality of living in a place like California where there's so much diversity and so many different types of people. I think my building is an exception. This building where I live is not ordinary. It's like that Bow Street, but these people don't know how to respect boundaries and say crazy things. I even had somebody say this is a conservative building. This is what I want to say. There are conservatives, lots of conservatives in L.A., but most of the people who live in L.A. are liberal, and they do not vote conservative. That is the truth. But I respect people, liberal, conservative, or whatever. But then you don't keep saying it over and over again and say racist things at me either. And they live in my building. This is the reason why the building should be investigated by the police or something. Somebody needs to clean up this building. We can't have insanity in this building. Or alleged creeping toms, which they do, or conspiracies or retaliation simply because I bring it out in the open. I'm very much aware of what's going on. These people make up false allegations about my mental health, and it's to the contrary. My mental health is fine. I know how to live in America. I know how to live around other people. And then a crazy person outside, these, and include the crazy people near Haskell and Leadwell and Federico, they need to learn how to mind their business. That's all they need to do, mind their business, and they don't. They don't have the capacity to, you know, they don't even know me. I've written a book called Some People Don't Know How to Respect Boundaries and Mind Their Business. I did that because living here, my experiences, these people, maybe they're from another country, they've been in prison before, which is true. Because the truth is some of these people say they're prostitutes and they're ex-cons and they're in and out of the jail living here or living in the neighborhood, coming over to the Haskell building near Leadwell and Sherman Way. Some of these people have been locked up in prison. Some of these people are from a different area who don't know how to live in Southern California or L.A. Who don't like, who are intolerant. That's fine and dandy, but they should not be targeting me for any bigotry or retaliation or violating my privacy inside my home. That's my right. Well, you can't tell me when to work or what to do. This ain't no slavery or involuntary servitude. They have a 13th Amendment to the Constitution, and no one can tell somebody when to work. Of course, I'm doing a lot of things, but if I wasn't working or doing anything, you can't tell me what to do in my own home. They think my home is public, which is so insane. But the problem with this situation is I'm dealing with people with severe mental problems and who should not be living near anybody and who are on the deepest, You know, in the gutter. People live in the gutter who buy a home or live here or who don't know the difference between right or wrong. You know, it's not appropriate. Somebody has to get involved. But I do want to move, yes, so I can live around ordinary, everyday life people who know the difference between right or wrong, and who don't do illegal things to other people, and who are not bigoted, and who don't violate people's boundaries. But I've written a book about that because it's so true. And these people also are following me around in a vehicle to where I go. You know, stalking is not a good thing. But it's important that that the government gets involved to teach these people how to live and the law to live, be aware of California and to live in America. Because most people in America don't deal with people like this. You have to know how to mind your business when you're living next door to strangers. And the excuses also is because they see me as a celebrity. That's not an excuse. That is not an excuse. Or because I brought it on. One man said I brought it on to myself. He made an excuse to be a criminal. So it's important that these allegations be investigated by cops and these people be checked by mental illness, because when someone says, "I don't own my property," or "my manager," that's sick. That is so delusional. It's beyond. They're so sick in the head that I don't think that there's nothing further but lies, believe these lies and these allegations. But it's not for me to judge. It's important for me to ignore and to try to move, because I want to live in the ordinary, everyday life people where people follow laws and there's no perverts. That's my goal. But I am a poor person. So I'm working on that. I may stay here another 3 years, 5 years, I don't know. So then I'm going to talk about this. I put it on my Twitter account, on some of the things they say, because it's not right for anyone to deal with an insane human being or criminals who want to take the law in their own hands living in the condominium building, whether it's Ohasco or anywhere in LA. Good day, good night from Death Knight.